Alex on the phone right now from the Chainsmokers, man. Whoa! So can I ask a question? We touched on this maybe a couple of months ago. Was that song Closer, was that actually meant? Was Camila Cabello going to sing on that song?
She did do, we actually didn't really talk about it, but yes, she did cut a record version of that song. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. I mean, we're just friends of her, with her, and I actually love her new song that's out, and she's amazing. And I feel like, you know, that's life. Things like, you know, some things happen and don't work out, and timing's a big thing. And, you know, we were really grateful that she cut the record, but I think ultimately it, you know, it turned out great. So we're very, very pumped.
Now, your collaborations, I think, are so cool. And I saw this and I was like, yes, this is awesome. You collaborated with K-pop group BTS, right?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I love those guys. They're amazing. Basically, you know, we're big fans of theirs, and we've hung out a bunch of times. And we're, you know, amazed by, you know, all the stuff they've done with their career. And we sent them some kind of ideas of tracks that we had, you know, been working on and stuff. And they really liked one of the ideas, and they're like, "Can we just keep this and use it?" And we were like, "Of course, absolutely!" Because it was we didn't think we were going to use it for ourselves, and they ended up, you know, making this great song out of the record. So, you know, we can't take too much credit. I guess we did kind of do the production, but you know, that was really a amazing job on BTS's end, making that the song it is.
Is there anyone that you guys, the Chainsmokers, are teaming up with that we don't know yet? Like, is there anything happening that you can just, like, break it on our show? Because if you do, then I get more money.
Tell us.
Like,
tell
we
us.
Get a, we get a pay raise.
I wish.
Yeah.
We're so secretive. We don't even tell our girlfriend.
Really?
What we're working on. But, like, we're like, so top secret about this stuff. And I don't really know why. I think it's because we just don't, like, keep this thing. You know what I mean? Until it's out, we don't want anyone to, like, pass judgment or think about it or know about it. But we are, you know, we do have some really cool, exciting things lined up that we're pumped about. But nothing I can tell you. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, fair enough, man. That's fine. And let's talk about the show real quickly. Redfest DXB. What do the Chainsmokers? I've seen you guys, but like, tell everyone here in the Middle East, because we get not only people like in Dubai and the UAE.
Right.
We get everyone from across the Middle East, from Kuwait flying in, from Lebanon, Oman. Everyone flies in for this festival. What do you want to tell the Middle East about your show?
First, I want to say Drew's waving and saying hi right now. We're actually in the studio right now recording a song, so he's in the booth recording. But he's waving and says hi. but I want to say that, you know, this is like I mentioned in the beginning of the interview, this is the first time we've ever played a show in the UAE, and that's a really big deal to us. And, you know, this is a long time coming, and we put everything we got into our show, and we're going to bring, I mean, I can't even imagine the energy that's going to be in that room with you guys. So it's going to be one of probably our favorite performances ever, if not our favorite. And we certainly can't wait. And we're actually going on tour in Europe after that for a month. So this is kind of like the last really fun event we get to do before we get to, you know, have to sleep on a bus for a month. So we're going to go all out and bring the best show that we know how to do. And it's going to be a really good time.
Lock them in. Feb 8th, Redfest yes. DXB, the biggest music event festival across the Middle East. And we cannot wait. There they are, the Chainsmokers. Thank you.
Yay.